Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. Today we're doing a teaching about pray without ceasing. This will be an ongoing teaching, and we will be teaching every day for a few days on this. And if you'd like to have this teaching in its fullness, if you'd call our ministry center, we will give you that number at the end of the show. All of our teachings are free and postpaid. So praise the Lord Jesus. We hope you enjoy the teaching on pray without ceasing.
I thank you, Lord, and praise you for this beautiful day. I thank you for the privilege, Lord, of having this book, the Word of God, the owner's manual that's written to us, the created being, that you tell us who we are and where we're supposed to live. You made us a set of rules, and you told us what to do and how to do it. And when we obey you, the blessings that flow to us is absolutely astounding. But when we don't, the curses that come to us are also astounding. And Lord, most of us don't know enough about the book to even understand the principles. So, Lord, that's what you've called some of us for today, to tell your people these things that you've written in your book. And I'm grateful, Lord, that you revealed them to me. And I'm grateful for all the many wonderful signs and miracles and wonders that you have performed to prove to the people that what I'm teaching them is your word. Because, Lord, you're a mighty God. You're the King of kings. You're the Lord of lords. And you're the God that forgives us and heals us and provides for us. All you ask us to do is be obedient and serve you and worship you and praise you. And Father, today we worship you, we praise you, and we thank you. We thank you for your Son, Jesus, that you sent to this earth to pay this ultimate price so you could reconcile the world to yourself, so we could live an abundant life if we'll just obey your word. And I thank you and praise you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, to start off today, I want to start off telling you that there is a system or a plan that's been put into operation to maintain us within the physical laws of the earth and the spiritual laws of the earth. Until you get this picture, and it took me a long time to get this picture, I couldn't understand why people have the problems that they have. I couldn't understand why is it that this person is sick and this one's not sick? You know, why is this man and this man live side by side and they got the same piece of land and this one seems to be blessed in everything he does and this one which lives right beside him, it seems like nothing he ever does goes right. I could never understand that. And I know some of you probably have asked those same questions maybe. But I thought there's got to be some kind of an order to this thing that's beyond my wildest dreams, probably. Well, I begin to seek God in these realms and ask Him questions. And as I begin to study the Word of God, I stepped into a world that was beyond my wildest dreams. I stepped into something that made me realize that this is an owner's manual. By the way, if anybody has a cell phone like me, if you would, put it on silent or turn it off. I just happened to think about mine. But anyway... When I got a hold of the fact that people are sick because of sin, you know, when I began to talk about that in church, it really began to offend some people. You know, really began to bother people. When I'd say, you know, if you're sick, you've been sinning. And I'd have people come up to me and say, look, Thurman, my grandmother died with cancer. And she was the most godly woman in the church. There was not a woman in the world more godly than my grandmother, and my grandmother died with cancer. You'll never make me believe my grandmother was sinning. Well, let me tell you, the problem with us today is we don't know what sin is. You know, I can remember when I was a young man being raised up, and I used to go to the movies, the Saturday afternoon matinees and all this kind of stuff, and we had some... Well, I mean, we got to see Roy Rogers and stuff, and they did shoot at each other, but you never saw anybody other than just falling off a horse. You never saw anybody get blown away. You never saw any blood. You know, you never saw anything like that. There was nothing gory to those movies. I remember whenever the first movie come along that was Gone with the Wind, that right at the end of it, they used one little three-letter word of profanity. One little three-letter word. And when that little word was spoken right at the end of that movie, everybody in that movie almost had a heart attack, including me. I mean, they cussed in a minute. Well, you know, that's the way the devil does things. He'll take one little tiny three-letter word that's not too bad, and then that'll show, or that'll air, and then he'll, the next movie, he'll put two in there. And the next one, he'll put three. And then the next one, they'll take the Lord's name in vain. They'll say GD this or something. But see, slowly but surely, he has brought us to a point today that we in the church don't know what sin is. We don't know what it is. We really don't know what it is. Anything you do that's not of faith or according to the Word of God is sin. Anything. So, if Romans 14:23 says anything you do that's not of faith is sin, I wonder how many times a day you sin. I'm going to tell you, most of us sin a whole lot. All because we don't know what sin is. Now then, did the Lord say in His Word that when you eat something, did He say take it with thanksgiving and blessing? Okay, if the Lord says bless your food with thanksgiving, in fact He said do all things in prayer and supplication with blessing. Everything in prayer with your humble request, which is mean. My lovely bride asked me the other morning, she said, what does supplication mean? And I said, well, I really don't know. I need to find a good definition. So I went and looked it up. And it says it's a humble request. You humbly ask God for things. Do everything in prayer and supplication, or with your humble request, and let with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. Do what in prayer? How much? What? Everything. Do you do everything in prayer? You try to, don't we? But unfortunately, most of us do not. It's very difficult to do everything in prayer. So, when you do something that's not in prayer, you're trying to do it on your own. So, you're putting something before God. He wants to help you, but you do it without Him. So, technically speaking, you are sinning because you're not doing it. When He says, don't take anything, everything you eat and drink with prayer and blessing, you know, with thanksgiving. So, how many of us take a glass of water and never say, thank you, Lord, for this glass of water. Bless this to my physical body in the name of Jesus. I know none of y'all besides me have ever been guilty of doing that. See, we've all been guilty of that. We do that. If we're not careful, we'll do it every day. I mean, I have to be very careful. In fact, I think a while ago, you know, when I got through marrying this couple, I'm trying to talk to everybody, and somebody comes and hands me a glass of punch, and you know what I did? I drank it without blessing it. Oh, but they blessed it out right there. I figured y'all did. I figured they blessed everything. I'm sure they did. But you see how easy it was for me to get. Forget, I didn't ask. I should have asked it, was this blessed? But, you know, I should have known it. Knowing the group that was here today, they were the group that served God. I'm telling you, that group that was here in this wedding today, they all were a group that really, really served the Lord. So, but how easy is it to forget? How easy to drive down the road and say, Lord, I need to stop in here and fill up with gas. Which gas station should I stop at? I mean, give me a break, God. I don't need no help in figuring out which one to stop at. I always said, okay, you can do it all by yourself if you want to. Yeah, you can pay more money for your gas if you want to. It's just like the young man that one morning, a young man that I know, him and his wife were having all kinds of financial difficulties, and had I think two children. He woke up that morning, went to the refrigerator, and there was zero in the refrigerator, nothing. And he looked in his wallet, and he had like $4.30 or whatever it was. He said, Lord, I got to have some help today. I got to feed my wife and my children and me, and we got to have enough food. He said, I don't hardly have. It's going to be another week before he was doing some kind of little job. It's just going to be another week before I have any money. I don't have to feed them on $4.30 this week. But he said, I got to go find something for us to eat. But he said, I got to have your help and your direction. I see you done something right. He walked out of the house and started to go across the street because it was Kroger's or Albertson's or something, whatever it was, right across the street. And it was close. And he said, well, I'll run over there and see what I can buy for $4. And he started to cross the street and said the Lord spoke to him and told him, go down. Maybe this was an Albertson. I forgot what it was. He told me. But the Lord spoke to him and said, go down to the Kroger's. He said, Lord, that's four blocks down there. I could walk across here a whole lot easier than I could walk down there. And the Lord told him, go down there. So he said, okay, Lord, I'll go down there. I don't know why, what's the deal. But he said, I walked in the front door, and I said, now what am I supposed to do? And the Lord said, go to the meat market. Meat market? Lord, I don't have enough money to buy meat. So, but he said, I went back there and said, they had some kind of a deal on chicken like you would never believe. I figured they had great big bundles. And I think there was only four of them or whatever, and they were 99 cents a bundle. There was enough enough meat to feed his whole family for a whole week. He bought four of those and had enough money to buy all four of those and carry that armload of chicken back home. And his wife could not believe where he got so much meat for 99 cents a package. Well, now what did he do right that day? He started out requesting God to help him. Now what if he hadn't asked for the Lord to help him? He wouldn't have helped him. You know, he says for you and me to ask, and we don't ask. That's okay, God, I can do it on my own. Well, you can't do it as good on your own as you can with him. And so when you step into sin and not doing everything the Lord says, you will not be able to make things go near as good as you will as if you will ask him for everything. You know, we should ask for everything in prayer. Now, I realize that's a good chore because I have difficulty doing that myself. You know, I wake up in the morning, it's real easy for me to worship and praise the Lord for 30 minutes or an hour. It's real easy to worship and praise the King. And as I drive down the road, it's easy for me to worship and praise the King. But a lot of times I can get out there at the minister center or wherever, and I can get busy doing some things, and I can forget, and I can do a lot of things without asking him. But he told me to do all things in prayer. In fact, how much of the time did he literally tell us to be in prayer? 15 minutes a day? Pray without ceasing? How do you do that? Pray without ceasing. Well, the people that learn how to do that is the people that stay in touch with God. They're the ones that begin to hear and sense God when he's speaking to you. Because he will talk to you. The God we serve, he talks to us through his word. He talks to us through our spirits.
We're going to have to stop right there on the teaching, but we'll start right there tomorrow. We hope you're enjoying this teaching on pray without ceasing. It will be a continuing, ongoing teaching. And if you would like to call our ministry center at 940-242-2106, 940-242-2106, we will be happy to send you this teaching in its entirety, free and postpaid. Now then, you can contact us on the web at www.tlsm.org. TLSM.org. And there you can order all of these teachings. We have many, and they're free and postpaid. And you can find many other interesting things on our website. Remember, Jesus Christ is Lord. Praise the King.